Sunday Satsang, Radhakund Dham, August 30th, 2020. I got a question here. Someone's asking, what is the difference between Yoga Upasana, Keval Krishna Upasana, and Keval Radha Upasana? Keval means only. So some devotees, they only worship Krishna. And Vallabhacharyas, they worship Nachi, Gopal Nachi and Natwar, Giridhari. So they worship Krishna. And some devotees maybe only worship Radharani. Can't say. But the just like in Vallabha Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, they worship Uddhava Krishna, desiring to go to Vaikuntha. So what's the difference between Yuga Upasana and pure Krishna Upasana and pure Radha Upasana? Well, if someone's doing only Radha Upasana, they may be in Aishwarya Bhav. Then they'll go to the Aishwarya portion of Goloka Vrindavan, the spiritual world, if they attain prema. So we don't read too much about that type of Radha Upasana. As in Gaudiya Sampradaya, we are Yuga Upasakas. We worship Radha and Krishna. Praying Bhakti Chandrika Narasandas Thakur, he says, Krishna Nam Radha Nam Upasana. One should worship and chant the transcendental names of Radha and Krishna. So the Maha Mantra is the names of Radha and Krishna. Krishna and Ram, Ram is Radharaman, Krishna is Krishna, Hare is Radharani. So he says, Krishna, Radha, Nam, Upasana, we worship. Upasana means worship, and to sit nearby. So we worship Yoga Upasana. It's Radha Krishna Yoga Upasana. And praying Bhakti Chandrika, Sri Narottandas says, I will serve Sri Radha and Krishna's lotus feet, meditate upon their feet and dedicate the love of my heart to them. This youthful form of the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, is the ruler of constant gods of love and their wives. Please let the charming pastimes of Radha and Krishna always flow in my mind. So there's one verse that describes the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. It's spoken by Srinath Chakravarti. He took diksha from Advaita Acharya. So he was living during the time of Lord Chaitanya. He wrote a nice verse which describes the sambandha, tattva siddhanta, sambandha abhideya prayojana. He explains the form of Krishna who we should worship and the method of worship. This Radha Krishna Yoga Upasana. Aradya, Aradya Bhagavan, Rajesha Taniyas, Tadama Vrindavanam, Ramya, Ramya Kached Upasana, Brajavadu Vargena Yakalpita, Shrimad Bhagavatam Pramanam, Amalam, Prema Pumartamahan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam, Tatardara Napara. Bhagavan Brajendranandan of Vrindavan is the only worshipable object. As we worship Krishna, we also worship the Dhamma Vrindavan. And the method, what is the method of worshipping? We worship in a very delightful and charming rustic way. It's called Ramya Upasana. Upasana means the method of worship. Upasana. The word upasana means to sit near the beloved, to sit near the object of worship. Upasana. So Ramya Upasana means a delightful, love-filled worship of the gopis, Radharani gopis, sitting at the feet of Rajendranandan in the Kali Kunjas of Vrindavan. This is the way, it says Ramya Upasana Brajavadu. Brajavadu Varg. Varga means the group of. That type of worship, that type of puja and worship, Ramya Upasana, done by the young married brides of Braj, that's the type of puja we should do as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, to worship Sri Nandanandan. And our praman, the shastric proof for this method of worship and this object of worship is Srimad Bhagavatam, pramanam amalam. This praman is amal, it's totally pure and free from any contamination of karma again. Anyabhilashita shinya jnana karma yanvritam. Anokayena krishanu shilanam bhakti uttama. Bhagavatam describes uttama uttam bhakti, kevala bhakti, shut bhakti, nirmal vishuddha prema, the braja gopis worshipping Krishna in Vrindavan. Prema pamartamahan. And the great goal of human life is Krishna prema. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam. This is the idea and concept of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a tattva philosophy in Siddhanta. Then he says, tat adara napara. I don't have any regard or any care for any other viewpoints or ideas. This is the topmost conclusion. We hold this Siddhanta as supreme in regard and have no inclination or respect for any other conclusions or cheating opinions. It's a famous verse that summarizes everything, the sadhana, the sadhya, the sambandha. Aradyo Bhagavan Prajesha Tanayas Tadama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajavadu Vargena Yakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pamartamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatartha Napurha. Srila Prabhupada often quoted this verse, maybe hundreds of times in his books, Aradya Bhagavan Prajesha Tanayas. In one tika, one comment, in one lecture, he was speaking, quoting this verse from Srinath Chakravarti, and Prabhupada said, this is the highest perfection of worship of Krishna. Ramya kichit upasana brachavadu vir. Bhargina sakavina. Prabhupada goes on. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended the upasana, the worship done by the gopis to worship Radha and Krishna. Ramya Upasana, there is no more perfect Upasana. So this Radha Krishna Upasana is the perfection of Upasana. So that's Prabhupada's idea. So this is us in Gaudiya, we worship Yuga Upasana. Yuga Upasana worship Radha and Krishna together. And they're only doing Radha Upasana or worshiping Radharani alone. Some type of Aishwarya mix there or whatever. And they're doing Krishna worship alone. Not only doing Krishna Upasana, it's in Dasya Ras or Vatsali Ras. can't be Madhurya, because if it's Madhurya, then it's Yuga Upasana, Radha and Krishna. So we Gaudiyas, we worship Radha and Krishna together. We don't worship them independently. In Stavavali, Bhagavanath Das Goswami has one prayer describing his rules and regulations, his bhajan rules and regulations. And the title of that entry is called Svaniyam Dashakam. These are his personal regulations which he lives by. Svaniyama Dashakam. 10 prayers of niyams. And there he says it quite clearly. He says, not even for a moment, not even for 1 second, will I go near that, will I go anywhere near that impure place where a proud hypocrite worships Govinda alone without worshiping Govinda's most expert lover, Sri Gandharva Radha, whose glories are sung by the Vedas and great sages like Narada Muni who carry Divina. This is my solemn vow. So this is, it says, Shanam api na yami vratam idam. He said, he won't go for a second. He won't go near anyone who only worships, anyone who only does Krishna Upasana. He won't go anywhere near them. It's his vow. It's vratam idam. Na yami. He won't go anywhere near them. So blessed is the service of Sri Radha. Blessed is Raghunath Das Goswami's loyalty to Sri Radha. By hearing and chanting his blessed words and remembering Raghunath Das Goswami's lotus feet, the heart of a sadhaka can also become scented with the fragrance of his loyalty to Sri Radha, his Radha Nishtha. He says also in Milakusamanjali, he said, what is without, if I don't have Radharani, what is the use of Braj to me? It has no use. And he says further, he says in Saniyam Dasaka number 3, Das Goswami, he says, even if the Krishna Yadunath would personally invite me to come and see him in Dwarka, I would not leave Braj, the eternal matchless playground of Radha and Krishna, for even a moment. Even if I have to suffer separation from the divine couple for ages. But then he says in verse 4, but if I hear with my ears that loving madness that Radha has left Vrindavan and Radha has gone to Dwarka, where she is clearly manifest, where Hari is holding Radha to his heart, then with a jubilant heart I will immediately fly from Braja to Dwarka faster than even Garuda, who flies at the speed of mind and blissfully land in Dwarka. So this is a being fixed in loyalty to the service of Radharani's lotus feet. As Yuga Upasakas, we worship Radha and Krishna together. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari, Jai Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jai Radhe Sunday Sasangirai.